Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is Big Scary News for episode 125, and we're going to start off with some sad news from the world of film via BloodyDisgusting.com. 20 years after being nominated for an Academy Award for Around the World in 80 Days, director Michael Anderson made his mark on the horror genre with 1977's Orca, The Killer Whale, released just 1 year after his hugely successful Logan's Run. Needless to say, Anderson leaves behind a memorable legacy in Hollywood, as we're sad to report that the filmmaker has passed away in Vancouver at the age of 98. The British filmmaker's other credits from his 50-year career include Private Angelo, 1984, Shake Hands with the Devil, The Naked Edge, 1997's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and the horror films Dominique and Murder by Phone. Anderson was the stepfather of The Walking Dead actress Laurie Holden. She tweeted, "I will miss him every day. He was the kindest human being I've ever known in my life. He taught me how to be more compassionate and to embrace a higher spiritual self through his example. He blessed my life. I am forever grateful for his love and guidance." The Big Scary Show offers up its condolences to the family, friends, and fans of Michael Anderson and offers up this moment of silence. We have a little haunted attraction news from the Meeks Manor in Roanoke, Virginia. At this time last year, we were ready promoting our brand new haunted house, the Meeks Manor. And now this time this year, we're working on our brand new location coming this September, which will be located in Roanoke, Virginia. Our new haunt is three times as big and will be much, much scarier. And once we open, we will be open for all holidays. Get more information and keep up with updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMeeksManor. We have an update on the upcoming new Halloween movie via BloodyDisgusting.com. The first thing we ever heard about this year's Halloween, a sequel to the John Carpenter's original, was that Carpenter was on board as executive producer and creative consultant, which immediately made the film an exciting prospect. After all, having Carpenter back in Haddonfield alongside Jamie Lee Curtis was a huge win right off the bat. It was also said at the time that Carpenter might end up scoring the new film, just as he did the original classic. Jason Blum has confirmed that he indeed is. Over on Twitter, Blum responded with a definite confirm when asked to confirm or deny that Carpenter will be providing the score for the new installment. In the film, directed by David Gordon Green and co-written by Danny McBride, Laurie Strode comes to her final confrontation with Michael Myers, who has haunted her since she narrowly escaped his killing spree on Halloween night 4 decades ago. Michael returns home on October 19th. We have this news on the upcoming season of Stranger Things via Joblo.com. The core cast of the Netflix series Stranger Things are returning for the upcoming 3rd season. The problem is that the creatures from the Upside Down dimension keep whittling down the number of people around them, so the supporting cast has to be replenished with each new season. Last month, we learned that Maya Hawke has joined the show's cast as an alternative girl named Robin, while Priya Ferguson, who appeared as the character Lucas's younger sister Erica in Season 2, is being promoted to recurring status and will be joined by, quote, an army of friends, unquote. Now a couple more new characters and potential monster victims have been added into the mix. The only thing we know about these characters are their names and who will be playing them. Carrie Elwes has signed on to play Mayor Klein, while Jake Busey will be taking on the role of a guy named Bruce. The casting announcement was made by Ted Sarandos, Netflix's chief content officer, during a Netflix event in Rome. The release date for Stranger Things Season 3 has not yet been revealed, but it is known that the season will consist of 8 episodes and will continue the show's march through the 1980s. This one is set in 1985. Executive produced by the Duffer brothers, Sean Levy, Ian Patterson, and Dan Cohen, the third season is currently in production. In addition to Elwes, Busey, Hawk, and Ferguson, the cast includes Winona Ryder, David Harbour, Finn Wolfhard, Noah Schnapp, Millie Bobby Brown, Caleb McLaughlin, Gaten Matarazzo, Carla Bruano, Natalie Dyer, Charlie Heaton, Joe Keery, Dacre Montgomery, and Sadie Sink. We have this public service announcement from the Domum Diaboli Haunted House in Shorewood, Illinois. Forgive me if I butchered the name. Because the education of children is one of utmost importance, Domum Diaboli Haunted House will this year be using all donations to purchase school supplies and donate them to the local schools. This will help lift the burden off some of the teachers who most have to provide their own supplies on their own dime. In addition to cash donations, we will also be accepting actual school supplies. We'll see you in October. Find out more at their Facebook page, facebook.com/DomumDiaboli. DomumDiaboli. We have this news on the upcoming reboot of the movie Gremlins via Joblo.com. The last word we brought you on the possible third entry into the Gremlins series was when the original film director Joe Dante said the new sequel or reboot might be a prequel. Well, it looks like that might not be true, as the original film screenwriter and reboot producer Chris Columbus has told Metro USA that the film will almost definitely be a reboot. Gremlins were actively talking about that. So what they're working on with my production company, 1492 Pictures, it will definitely be a reboot. Almost. A synopsis of the film is, a gadget salesman is looking for that special gift for his son and finds one at a store in Chinatown. The shopkeeper is reluctant to sell him the Mogwai, but sells it to him with the warning to never expose him to bright light, water, or to feed him after midnight. Of course, all of this happens, and the result is a gang of gremlins that tear up the town on Christmas Eve. Gremlins 3 is now in development at Warner Brothers. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Johnny Brew to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening June 22nd through the 24th at the Wyndham Indianapolis West Hotel. Johnny Brew is best known for starring in the 2014 cult horror comedy What We Do in the Shadows, where he played the vampire Deacon. As a special treat to fans, Brew will be doing a limited session of Deacon Pro Photo Ops in character. Stay tuned for more information coming soon. Johnny Brew joins previously announced guests Gene Simmons, John Leguizamo, Cassandra Peterson, Ernie Hudson, Jeremy Bullock, Alana Masterson, Heather Langenkamp, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Danny Lloyd, and many, many more to be announced as Days of the Dead returns to the city that started it all for our 8th year. Tickets and more info for Days of the Dead Indianapolis invading the Wyndham Indianapolis West June 22nd through the 24th is available by going to their website, daysofthedead.com. We have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. On July 28th, join us for Midsummer Scream After Dark, our Saturday night schedule of events featuring a costume party and contest with a $500 first prize. This year's after-hours soiree will include a spooktacular DJ, dancing, and cocktails in the Grand Ballroom at the Long Beach Convention Center. But that's not all. The party continues alongside the upstairs promenade with a variety of ghoulish games, a special fright flick in the Screaming Room, live or dead entertainment, and lots of space to relax and network with new and old friends. We'll be announcing the party theme very soon. In the meantime, start making plans to attend the biggest Halloween bash of the summer. Admission to Midsummer Scream After Dark is $15 for guests, and you must be 18 years or older, with Midsummer Scream wristbands, $25 for the general public. Gold Bat Pass holders are admitted free. Get more information and those tickets at midsummerscream.org. We've got some hiring news from the House of Damnation haunted attraction in Maumee, Ohio. House of Damnation is accepting new actors for this year's season. We'll have live tryouts coming up this month, and we'd love to see all our local talent come show us what you're made of. We also have open positions for makeup artists. We're looking for 10 to 15 more actors and maybe 1 to 2 more makeup artists. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/revelationshauntedattractions, or houseofdamnation.com, or you can contact Michael at 567-395-0602. As an aside note, Meat Hook Jim will be doing an actor workshop there later on this summer, as House of Damnation won the Don't Be a Monster charity auction from the Big Scary Show during Transworld. Congratulations. We have a little gaming news from Vampire the Masquerade via BleedingCool.com. White Wolf Entertainment, the creators of Vampire the Masquerade, made the formal announcement that the company has found a new distribution deal with Modiphius Entertainment to distribute Vampire the Masquerade 5th Edition. The game has been given a bit of a redesign with this latest edition, but for the longest time hasn't been able to find a way to release a proper English version until now. Everything about this edition, much like D&D's 5e and the upcomer Pathfinder 2e, the game has been updated and given lovely new artwork to accompany the latest release, which began taking pre-orders on April 28th. Here's a brief quote about the deal from White Wolf's CEO. V5 is the foundation of our efforts in making Vampire the Masquerade and the whole world of darkness a global phenomenon and one of the world's biggest entertainment IPs, says White Wolf's CEO Tobias Jorgen. We are incredibly proud of what the amazing team we had working on V5 have achieved, and we are really looking forward to working with Modiphius, getting this product in the hands of old as well as new Vampire fans. Vampire was a turning point in role-playing culture, and we're proud to be part of the next evolution of this incredible world, says Modiphius CEO Chris Birch. Considering the popularity of the game among certain RPG groups, seeing the game return to full form with hardback books will definitely be a boost to the franchise. We have this update regarding The Walking Dead via BloodyDisgusting.com. Prior to the Season 8 finale, rumors ran rampant that Lauren Cohen, who plays Maggie, would not be returning to The Walking Dead for another season. Based on what's being reported, Cohen hadn't yet signed on to return for Season 9, and Cohen's involvement in another potential TV series seemed to further suggest that Maggie would be killed off in the Season 8 finale. Of course, Maggie survived the events of Season 8, with the character getting a particularly interesting tease for Season 9. Maggie is totally not cool with Rick's decision to keep Negan alive and locked up in a makeshift prison, and she's plotting behind Rick's back, along with Jesus and Daryl apparently, to get rid of Negan once and for all. Not that it wasn't clear enough at this point, but Cohen will indeed be back for the 9th season of Walking Dead, as she's confirmed to Entertainment Weekly. "I'm going back," she says. "There's a lot more Maggie story to tell. You know, we're not allowed to tell you anything, but it's good." And of course, we'll have to wait until Season 9 to find out what good means. A little toy news regarding a new alien Xenomorph figure via BrokeHorrorFan.com. The Xenomorph from Ridley Scott's Alien will join the Figma line of ultra-posable action figures from Japan's Good Smile Company. Due out in December, it cost 8,800 Japanese yen, approximately $81, to pre-order. The 6.3-inch tall figure can be articulated in a variety of different poses. Its lower jaw can be opened to allow the inner mouth to be extended, and it includes a facehugger accessory with interchangeable tails and an articulated base. You can see pictures of this at BrokeHorrorFan.com. We have a little haunted attraction news from Stillwell Manor in Anderson, Indiana. We will be open May 12th and 19th from 7:30 until 11 p.m. The fair for the Little 500 is going to be going on in the same time in the Applewood parking lot, so come on out for some fun. Movie Monsters Mayhem. Come venture through Stillwell Manor in the complete darkness as your favorite black and white movie monsters greet you by the glow of your own torch. Tickets are $10 each night or $20 for an unlimited pass to go through as much as you want for both nights. You can get more information at their Facebook page or stillwellmanor.com. And finally, we have this news from the Fright Review Squad. Haunt raiders and reviewers are wanted. Fright Review Squad is looking for committed members to join our squad for the 2018 haunt season. We're heading into our third season of reviewing and have completed 15 plus reviews in each of our first two seasons. We are looking for individuals with this criteria. They must be passionate about the Halloween season. Preferably have acted at or worked for a haunted attraction. Preferably have attended a diverse number of haunted attractions, committed and reliable, strong communication skills, and know how to have a good time. At the end of the day, we do what we do because we love all things Halloween. We want committed members who will be passionate about being a part of the group. This is a volunteer position, and yes, members must pay for their expenses, tickets, gas, food, etc. If you're interested in joining our squad, then please complete the job application, which can be found on our Facebook page, or message us directly. We look forward to hearing from you. You can get that information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/FrightReviewSquad. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is the month of May, and you know what that means. That means Memorial Day weekend is coming up soon, and when we're talking Memorial Day 2018, we are talking the Midwest Haunters Convention. Usually it's in June, it's in May this year. And it is absolutely a fun time. It's one of our favorite conventions of the year. Most of the members of the Big Scary Show come out to this thing every single year. All of us have been out there multiple times. It is a fantastic show. Columbus, Ohio, the eyes of the haunt community are turning towards Columbus to talk about and look at and visit and learn from and tour and do parties and all sorts of great things at the Midwest Haunters Convention. May 25th through the 27th in Columbus, Ohio. And, of course, since we're talking Midwest Haunters Convention, we've got Jen Braverman and Rich Bianco from the Midwest Haunters Convention on the line. Jen, Rich, are you with us?
Yes, we are.
All right, guys, great to have you on the show. Now, for those who were listening to our last show, our sixth anniversary show, you know, Wicked Wendy sat down with Kelly Collins and had a very, very detailed
interview about the pre-show bus tour. Let's touch on it just really, really quickly for those who may have missed it. Two-day bus tour is back again this year. They're going up to Michigan and Ohio. What's some of the big things that will be going on during the pre-show bus tour?
Well, first of all, the pre-show bus tour is sponsored by Scare Products this year, so we're great. We're happy to have them back as a sponsor. And I think it's going to be a great tour. I mean, we've got, since Kelly touched on that in the last, you don't need to go over it too much, but, you know, we're going to go to Lessons of Fear. We're going to have lunch there, the Ohio State Reformatory, which we're very excited about, Rotten Manor, St. Lucifer Screen Park, and, of course, Erebus, which we're all so excited, you know, to go there as well. We've got the next day, the Hush Haunted Attractions. We're going to stop in Hell. We're going to go to Awaken. We got Jackson's Underworld. And then we're going to go for a little lunch, and then we're going to end it, you know, with Haunted Hydro. So it's all very exciting, and I think it's really going to be an amazing day. I mean, it's going to be a great 2 days.
It's just going to be an amazing tour. And, you know, I remember the two-day bus tours of years past where we were doing things, and we're so happy that you brought that you brought the two-day back, you know, last year and all that. But before we got on the air, you were talking about something special that you are doing for Friday. You know, we have the Fridays generally reserved for all-day seminars, and you've brought those back, but you're offering a special deal to those who are going on the bus tour regarding the Friday classes.
So, yeah, so what we're offering this year is Kelly worked with us a lot, and we decided to bring back some of the Friday workshops that everyone really liked. We've got a make-and-take foam puppet workshop from 9:30 to 12:30. Alan Hobbs is going to be doing that. We've got a killer face painting design with Nick Wolf. We're really excited about that. We've got a Halloween-themed body painting workshop with Pecher, which is going to be great. And then Kelly's going to round up the rest of that series with getting started in the haunt industry. So all of those are going to be half days that are offered. We're going to be offering $25 off per each one of those workshops. So if someone wanted to take a couple of them, you could save up to $50 to even $100, depending on, you know, how many workshops you want to take. But we will have the traditional seminars afterwards as well that are being offered. Those, unfortunately, won't be with a discount. But if someone's taking that bus tour, they're going to be able to get those workshops at a discount. No one else will be, you know, able to do that. But it does make you eligible for that. So, you know, we hope to get people really excited about the workshops, and I think we've got a lot of great people teaching them for this year.
And these are not just those 90-minute or 60-minute shows where you just get touched on. This is a sit-down, in-depth, multiple hours, half-day, as you said. You know, how often do you get a chance to sit down for several hours with someone like a Nick Wolf or a Pasheur or something to do body painting or, you know, Alan Hopps and Kelly Collins, just, you know, so many years of knowledge there, and, you know, just sounds like a lot of fun.
And the classes are small and intimate, which I think is another sales point, you know, where you don't necessarily get such one-on-one attention as you will be, you know, in these small classes.
Right. And then, of course, Friday night you have yet another tour, and this year you're going to a brand new haunted house that you've never been to before at MHC.
Yeah, it's a newer haunted house to Columbus. It just opened up. It's Carnage Haunted House, which we're really excited to, you know, go to and tour. And they're so kind that they're opening their doors to us. As well as afterwards, we're going to go back to the Hyatt. And we kind of just did a throwback. We're doing karaoke. So I think it'll be a really fun night, you know, for those of you that just have such a love for MHC. And karaoke is going to be really fun. So we're excited about that.
The return of karaoke. Oh, my goodness. I can only imagine how gloriously horrible some of that's going to be with certain people that I know that just can't sing worth a lick but love to try. So, you know, pull out your recording equipment because I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic time. Now, is the karaoke, I know there's a charge for the bus tour, but is there a charge to go in and do karaoke?
So it's kind of a combo package, so you get both for $45. But if you want to go to karaoke, it's just $5.
Okay. So fantastic.
So it's a small fee, yeah, just to cover the cost.
And the buses will be running all night going to Carnage. Will they be running on a cycle?
Yes.
Or okay, so you can come back early.
You'll be able to do time. You'll be able to do, well, the evening really starts where the show floor is opening this year. I'd like to touch on that.
Right.
We've never done a
sneak
peek.
Sneak peek that we're having this year.
And that way, if you guys are in town, which we know all of you are, instead of just kind of hanging out, you get to go on the show floor from 5:30 to 7:30. So that's going to be really great for you guys to be able to start shopping early for the show, as well as afterwards, the buses will be on time ticketing. So that way, if you want to catch a dinner and you know what time, what bus you're going to take, it just makes things a little bit easier for you.
No, it just sounds like fun. And is Scaryoke basically open until they shut it down?
Yeah, it's 9:30. It's 9 o'clock to 12:30, or however late it runs.
Depends on how many people are out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember years past; those things went until the hotel said, "Okay, enough, shut it down." So.
Right. Wee hours of the night, yeah.
And then let's talk about Saturday. You've got the classes, you've got vendors, you've got a whole lot of things happening on the show floor.
Yes, Saturday, obviously everything you just said, we'll have classes going, we've got vendors. This year we're still working and still selling booth space, but we're trying to build a small interactive pavilion, trying to hopefully, fingers crossed, bring some escape games, some axe throwing. We've got for in the kids zone, for those of you that went to Transworld or for those of you who haven't gone, Berg brought in their huge inflatable pedal cart track, and we're bringing some pedal carts where the kids could ride around on the track, and we're just really excited about this year. I think it's a great way to spend Memorial Day weekend at MHC.
And, you know, I would be attending no matter what weekend it was because, you know, it is one of my favorite ones of the year. But, you know, I'd be remiss if we didn't miss or did not talk about the absolute best costume
masquerade
ball
party
in the haunted house industry, our masquerade ball on Saturday night. What's going on?
So we're very, very excited about the costume ball. Obviously, Chad and Tila from Zombie Army and Chad from, obviously, Chad Savage, who everyone knows,
Sinister
who has his
Visions,
own company
yep.
as well, Sinister Visions. And he's going to be the host, so we're really excited about that. And I think that's going to be really neat for this year, as well as Brett Hayes, who's now the president of the Haunted Attraction Association. He's going to be our DJ.
Oh, excellent.
So I think that's going to be really, really cool. And we're just really excited. We've got some little surprises, you know, packed in there, and I think it's just going to make for a really great evening.
There'll be food. There will be dancing. There will be a
There's food. There's dancing. There's contests. There's everything, yeah.
Professional photographer taking pictures, and everybody
yep.
else taking pictures. It's just, you know, bring out your finery, your most hideous and horrible and bloodied stuff, as long as you're not dripping on the floor, because the hotel frowns on that. But
you're right. And we've got the scariest character. We've got Miss Scary Midwest. We've got the best couple or best group costumes. So, you know, there's cash involved. You know, bring out your best stuff. And, you know, we're really excited to have everyone this year.
And we can't forget the body painting expo.
Body art
that will be,
show.
The body art expo that will be
displayed. And it's going to be black light this year.
Ooh. So all
That's
the
really
artists
cool.
and all the models will be bathed in black light. And
mm-hmm.
that'll be very interesting to see who's going to be that. Are there still spaces available for that if you're an artist or a model that's interested in that?
You have to contact Kelly. I'd have to ask him. I don't know offhand because he's kind of been managing that whole thing. But, you know, obviously if anyone has any interest in it, just email, you know, us and we're happy to, you know, try to figure it out for you if there's still
okay.
spaces left.
Fantastic. Well, it looks like it's going to be a great Saturday night as well. And then Sunday is pretty much a continuation of Saturday, and you've still got the kids' things going on. You've got the floor show with you know, Mystery Box Challenge and all sorts of cool things going on, correct?
Yeah, we've got the vendor contests and all of that. Yeah, the kid, like you said, the kids' costume contest and Mystery Box Challenge. Don't forget, on Saturday, we forgot to mention the Bloody Mary Makeup Wars. I think we have a slot left for that if anyone wants to still sign up for that.
And that's basically where you get a bag of Bloody Mary makeup,
mm-hmm.
team of two or so, and they get a model, and they just take all the makeup and the products and stuff that are in there, and you've got, like, what, 30 minutes to create something really hideous?
Yeah, I don't know if it's 30 minutes or an hour, but, yeah, you do have some time to get everything going.
And I've seen a few of those people, and they have been just, you know, absolutely incredible, some of the talent there. I judged it one year, I believe like 2010 or 11, and It was very difficult to do. I don't envy.
Well, why don't? What about being a judge for this year?
We'll have to see about that. We can always talk off the air. So I know that one of our guys, Jim, will be judging like one of the costume contests. So you know, we're not opposed to doing any of that. And of course, I think Jim, Meat Hook Jim, will be teaching a class on Saturday as well. So we look forward to that going on. So for all these people and all these wonderful things going on, you know, there's one major website where people can get all the information, can register, buy the tickets, and all that, correct?
Yes, it's MidwestHuntersConvention.com.
And it's just that easy. What if you're just a member of the public and you're just, you know, in Columbus and you're like, I'd like to just come and walk on the floor on Saturday or Sunday, how much would it be to get in?
As long as they buy their ticket ahead of time, for the whole weekend it's $15, so it doesn't really matter which day you come.
Wow, that's a bargain at twice the price for, you know, just getting on and seeing all the great vendors and everything. Only $15 to get in. For the
and that includes public. Friday, too, so yeah, it's a great deal.
Well, that includes a sneak peek. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. So. We encourage you guys to bring your kids. Children under the age of 12 are free. And, you know, we've got the face painting for them. We're going to have the bird carts. There's going to be craft stations. So there's something to do if you want to bring your kids as well for Memorial Day weekend.
Well, it just sounds like it's going to be, again, another bang-up MHC. You know, I love this show. I've been going every year since 2008. So I'm having my 10th anniversary, and I know, you know, there's people who've been going a lot longer than that, and it's just kind of become a tradition and everything. So for all that information, they need to go to MidwestHauntersConvention.com. Whether you're interested in the pre-show bus tour, I assume there's still a few slots left on the buses.
Yeah, we always leave extra seats and stuff. So, yes, there's plenty of seats still left on the buses. And for anyone else who still wants to join us, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent. What is sold out at this point? Anything? Is the Hyatt Hotel sold out? Are there any seminars that are sold out right now with waiting lists? Or
no, I mean, there's the Hyatt. It's the prices go up after tonight for the Hyatt. But there are some days, you know, that are obviously closer to selling out than others. But we got a larger room block this year at the Hyatt. So it'll accommodate, you know, more so than we've had in other years.
Well, very nice. So
I know it's sold out on Tuesday and Wednesday. We've got only double rooms left on Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So again, folks,
yes, it is slowly, you know, filling up.
So if you're on the fence, folks, you better go ahead and start calling the Hyatt and the Drury and the Red Roof and all the different hotels around there and go ahead and get your rooms now, because as we get closer and, you know, it's only 3-4 weeks away, depending on when you're listening to this, you know, chances are you're going to have a very difficult time getting a hotel room if you're trying to get here on like the 22nd or 25th or 24th or anything like that. So make those phone calls now, check out all that stuff, and get everything reserved. Go ahead and get your bus tickets. Go ahead and get your floor registration. Are there still spaces on the floor for vendors that might be interested? If you're a, you know, first-time vendor, or if you've been around for a few years and you're just debating whether or not to vend this year?
Yes, we always have space on the show floor for MHC, absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Rich, anything you need to add?
No, you guys are doing an amazing job.
Love to have you on there. Love the contribution all the time. You know? I didn't know if there was anything
We're really excited about MHC this year. I think it's going to be great. The bus tour is going to be good. Everyone's really excited. We've got a great list of exhibitors. And I think it's going to be another great year in Columbus. I mean, who doesn't love Columbus? It's so easy to walk outside the convention center and grab some food and just relax. And it's a great place, you know, to spend Memorial Day weekend. So we're really, you know, we'd love to have everyone join us.
There's a couple of restaurants that we always go to every year. It's kind of tradition for us. There's a whole lot of places that people go out, the Jenny's Ice Cream, the Therminator. I've never had one, never been to Thurman's, but I keep hearing good things about it, all these other places, and, you know, so it's going to be a great time, folks. You know, You can either go to the beach and be there with 50,000 other people in terrible traffic and mosquitoes and sand flies and whatever, or you can come down to Columbus, Ohio, check out the Midwest Haunters Convention, see all your haunt friends, check out all the great products that the vendors are selling, check out some amazing tours on the Wednesday, Thursday, check out the Friday night tour at the new Haunted House Carnage, the best masquerade ball in the industry, lots and lots of fun, kids are welcome, all the good stuff, the bar on number 2 at the Hyatt is the best around, you know, all this great stuff. Check out MidwestHauntersConvention.com and make sure you're there in Columbus the 25th through the 27th. Because if you don't, you'll kick yourself later. Jen, any last words before we let you go? Because I know you've got more final plans to wrap up and all that.
No, I think that's pretty much it. You know, thank you for having us on tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you allowing the Big Scary Show media access to go in and talk about all this stuff. And just off the record, maybe you can let us into the body painting thing as we have in years past and interview some of the some of the painters and models while they're getting painted, you know.
Hey, if you can get past Kelly and his crew, go for it.
I can talk to Nina. We'll see. It's all journalistic integrity, of course. But anyway, okay. Folks, check out MidwestHauntersConvention.com. We'll see you in Columbus May 25th through the 27th, unless you're coming in for the bus tour. Jen Braverman, Rich Bianco, always a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary News. We will see you in about 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, can't wait.
Thanks, Badger.
Oh, absolutely, guys. Once again, thank you so very much for taking the time out of your no doubt very busy schedule to come talk to us here on the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying... good night.